start paying attention to when we hit that button. Let me see what Joe wants. Hold on, y'all. Tune in. I think that was him. I don't know. Ever since the, so I think Twitch we took off. Did we take off the Twitch and add Rumble or no? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Let's get to it. There's a whole bunch of topics to cover. Let's get into a couple of things. ChatGPT wrote the intro per use. I love ChatGPT. And again, this show is now being ran about 70% by AI. I have always wanted to have multiple me's. I don't like having a crew of people. It's so shitty when you have like editors and you want to give your input because they have an idea of how they want shit to be. So having AI and having the assistance that I need now with, I guess, a listening team as opposed to a team that's just doing shit, it helps a lot. And it's a very slim team. And they use all the cool fucking doodads and shit. I'm all impressed. I love it. I think it's so dope. I'm all about AI. I'm all about the tech. And if they're having fun, I'm having fun. Let's have fun and let's just make this show bigger and better. So from our co-writer, ChatGPT, it's not really a co-writer. They just put together my thoughts. It's my Jarvis. What's going on, beautiful people? Get ready for another exciting episode of the Kasabian Live-O Show. We have a packed show for you today featuring a variety of stories from around the world. Keep an eye out on these CBD weed stores on the Strip and on Fremont, too. It's not weed. As we dive into some interesting news about this cannabis world, these bullshit-ass stores, we also bring you a bizarre story about an old couple in Hawaii who drove into the water and explore the latest on Joe Biden's re-election campaign. Yeah, he's running again. Additionally, we have updates on Disney World's move to a new location. Maybe. News of another bank closure and a review of the new hit show, Bad Boys South. Ooh, shit, Bad Boys. I've only seen one episode. I fucking love it. But that's not all. We have details on 50 Cent's new sound studio, not recording studio. Trey Songz actually did a good thing. And that boy Billy McFarley from the Fyre Fest, he wants to fight Ja Rule. I don't know why. I don't think he's going to win. And the controversial trial that's going on right now with Ed Sheeran and the Marvin Gaye family. And finally, we discussed the recent fentanyl epidemic in San Francisco that the state guards had to come out and get involved just to combat what was really happening out there. It's pretty sad right now. It's very, very sad. So don't go anywhere. Sit back, relax. Let's dive into the Kasabian Live-O Show. I really don't know where we're diving into, but we have to dive into the show. So this was interesting. I don't know if you've been out on the Strip and you've seen these weed stores or these dispensaries. They look like dispensaries. Let me tell you something. Dispensaries are very discreet, but beautiful and lavish all at the same time. Okay, dispensaries are like Apple stores in Las Vegas. It's a very, very pleasurable experience. They're very clean. They're very neat. Everybody's, I mean, they know as much as they know besides that one doofball at Planet 13. But besides him, everybody else is solid. And y'all see me at the shops all the time. I'm a connoisseur, okay? CBD is cool, but not weed. That's all I'm saying. So when you see these weird dispensaries on the Strip, there's only one dispensary on the Las Vegas Strip. It's on Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. It's actually one street off Sahara, but it's Cookies. That's the closest one to the Strip that's on the Strip. Besides that, you got Planet 13, you have Reef, and this is not a commercial for these dispensaries. But don't go into these fake dispensaries and get caught up buying CBD. They're on Fremont, too. They have people standing outside flagging you in. There's pre-rolls, and they got bags of weed. It's CBD. So you're going to kind of sort of get high, but you're not really going to get too high. It's really not that. Yeah, it just ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It's impressive, though, to see how many of them they've opened. They're like awkward ass head shops that don't really do anything for you. Save your money, pay attention. And again, 21 and older, don't fuck with weed if you don't know how to deal with that. I saw us, I'm a huge fan of The Office. I got Pam Beasley right here. She's always there. That's Pam Beasley. When people call, she goes, Dunder Mifflin, this is Pam. That's how much I love The Office. I even have stickers of The Office characters in my office. So when I'm in my office, I look up and I see everybody because this is how I got my shit rolled. I love The Office. I think it's the most interesting thing ever. I never had one of those type of jobs. So now that I have a yaps, it's not like that, but kind of, I think. I don't know. Either way, there's an episode with Steve and Dwight when they're driving and they're giving out gift baskets to different companies to earn their business back. Well, Michael's using GPS. GPS was new at the time. This is back in like 2004, 2005, or maybe 6 or 7. Either I think it was early, but either way, pretty new. The GPS was telling Michael to take a right, or to veer right. Follow the road, some would say. Michael turned. The turn took Michael into a lake. He could have stopped, but for some reason, he just kept going. This lovely old couple in Hawaii were following their GPS, trying to find a scuba school, and the fucking GPS made them go down into like where you would put your boats. I don't even know what that shit's. I don't do that type of water stuff. I don't even know what they call that ramp where you put the boats. But they drove into that and they're like, oops. They're like the cutest little old couple. They're like, we don't know what we did. We're just gonna drown. And everybody's like, oh no, brother. We're gonna save you. Don't worry about it. We're gonna go down there and we're gonna get the floats. Anyway, they got them out. They tried it. I saw one guy. He walked up to the van. He was like, don't fucking move. And he grabbed the van and he went. And nothing happened. But he looked so goddamn. Just, he was so gung-ho to do something. I didn't know what the fuck he was doing, but he's like, yeah, don't move. Nothing happened. The van kept moving, and it almost killed him and everybody else. Thank God they got the old people out of the car. That was wonderful. I'm glad that that was a thing. I had a GPS problem one time that I never told nobody because it was like a wonderful experience. When I owned my furniture store, I did deliveries, and sometimes we didn't have delivery people, and I had to do my own deliveries. There's many towns in Las Vegas, or not Las Vegas, excuse me, many towns in Nevada besides Las Vegas. And I had clientele in these different towns. And there's a small town, I can't even remember the damn name. Is it Logandale and Apple Valley? I think it was Apple Valley. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere in Nevada. It's over there by the Buffalo Bills Casino. And you go into the middle of the desert, and there's this beautiful little town, and it's an airplane town. So all the roads are massive for planes, and everybody has, like, airplanes parked in their house. Craziest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. I swear to God it's a real thing. Go look it up. The entire neighborhood is an airplane neighborhood. So I had a member, not a member, excuse me. I had a client that bought some furniture, and they were missing a mattress. I couldn't send the truck out to go take a mattress, so I fucking load the mattress up on one of my open pickups. I get in the pickup, and I haul ass out there. The GPS took me through the desert. I drove 32 and a half miles on a service road. If you don't know what a service road is, it's literally a dirt road in the middle of nowhere, and you kind of know where you are by the fucking signs, or excuse me, not signs, the light poles that are just through the desert. I drove past, like, fucking mountain lions, donkeys, some deer, some horses. It was the craziest shit I ever seen. And when I got to the town, some guy goes, you came from that way? And I said, yeah. He was like, what were you doing, off-roading? I was like, nah, I just followed the GPS. He's like, man, take the road. I drove 37 miles through the fucking desert because my stupid ass GPS. So I understand these old people's quarry when they drove into the water, but you should stop when you see the fucking water. Like, why didn't you stop? Did somebody push you? I don't know. Anyway, it was wonderful to watch those adorable old people in water. And speaking of adorable old people drowning in water, who saw Joe Biden say he's going to rerun for president? Still can't fucking believe he's president. Huh? Am I right? How the fuck did that happen? So he's rerunning. What does this mean? I don't know. I've been in complete awe as to the lack of leadership that I have seen in both parties. I am not confident. I don't really know if Donald Trump is needed today, but I don't know who isn't needed today. Do we need a Bernie Sanders? He's like 90 fucking five. Maybe we need a Ocasio-Cortez who doesn't know how to do shit with her numbers. Or maybe we do need a Ron DeSantis that comes and puts his fist down and tells us what to do. Or maybe we need like one of them country bumpkin type guys. I saw a video with George Bush speaking Spanish. He's like, a mí me gusta y me encanta el idioma español. Es un idioma mucho bonito y yo no quiero embarrass myself. I can't even say what he said. But George Bush was speaking Spanish. He's like a cool country bumpkin type president. Maybe we need one of those again. We don't need like a rough president right now. We need like a real nice president right now. But like, no, we don't. No, we don't. We need an asshole. I'm so scared for what's happening. I'm watching everything just fall apart. It looks like 2008 all over again. It really fucking does. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to make tons of money and a lot of people are going to suffer. And I'm not laughing because of the suffering part. What I'm laughing about is that it's the same shit happening again with the home mortgages. They're going to crush the economy to get people into homes using these predatory fucking loans to ruin it's going to be a rough 5 years, no matter who the president is. Joe Biden is not going to be able to fix the fuck ups or even adjust at this point because now we're so fucked. But anyway, that's happening. I thought Disney World was moving because of Ron DeSantis. So I start Googling this shit everywhere. I'm looking up stories. I guess they were so mad at Ron DeSantis, Disney World Orlando was so mad at Ron DeSantis, they were going to move to Louisiana. And that's when I knew it was bullshit. So that didn't happen. And they're not moving. But they are fighting with Ron DeSantis. I don't know what the fuck his deal is. I thought it was going good. And then, man, you can't trust that boy Trump. You know Trump said Ron DeSantis did a terrible job during COVID. I can't make this shit up, bro. I can't make this shit up. With another bank closing, you can understand why I have such angst and why I'm so nervous for the future. I feel like we need not only a firm and sturdy leader, but we need a leader that has some type of optimism and hope. We need somebody that can provide a dream that we can achieve and actually have a plan that gets us towards that goal and that said dream. The American dream is not dead. It's far from that. Are we going through some things? A lot of growing pains. A lot of outside voices talking for us. Don't listen. They're stupid as shit. When you come to me and say, Kasabian, I have the... And no offense to any country that I say this about, because everybody always gets mad when I do this. But there's no such thing as the fucking Australian dream, dog. Sorry. And shout out to my Aussies. It's just the thing, though, right? It's the American dream. You've never heard of the Chinese dream. No offense to China. There's no such thing as the Canadian dream. You never heard of a rapper leaving America and getting famous in Canada now, have you? When the fuck does that happen? Right. So the American dream is not only still here, it's fucking bigger than it's ever been, and it's the opportunities. People are so fucking dumb. There's more opportunities now for financial freedom, to live the life you've always wanted to be in the position you've always wanted to be, and it's only because of fucking what's happening here in America. Please. Stop shitting on this place. And if you really think that you could do better somewhere else, go. Don't wait. What's the point of sitting around? Don't nobody want us to have you here just bitching and crying about what the fuck going on anyway. All right. I watched Bad Boys South and I'm hooked. If they made t-shirts, I'd buy them. I would wear a Bad Boys South t-shirt. That's all I'm saying. I would wear it. I wouldn't be on the show.
Oh, God.
No. I will shoot that shit. Okay. Oh, you crazy. Motherfucker, you crazy. Slap the shit. Jonathan's the only one I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie. Jonathan, the hairstylist, he can fight. That motherfucker uppercutted somebody through the house. Okay? Jonathan was like, he reminds me of a Street Fighter, like from the cartoon Street Fighter from the video game. Like, I don't know what Street Fighter, but Jonathan is like a fucking Street Fighter character. I wouldn't square up with him. I got hit one time so hard in the face when I was in the fight, I walked away. I gave him a high five. I said, motherfucker, you hit too hard. Come here. I'm out. I don't got no time for this shit. He socked the shit out of me. We squared up. I said, boy, I'm gonna fuck you up. I square up. Boom. Oh my God, where's my backpack? I don't even call it a book bag. I said, where's my book bag? I picked up my book bag. Hey, dog, stop. You hit too hard. Give me a high five. You can tell anybody anything. I don't give a fuck. Don't ever touch me again. Get the fuck, I will get a weapon. You better get the fuck away from me. You can tell everybody you whip my ass. I don't give a fuck. I'll agree. You, whatever you say, I'm gonna say, yep, you hit too hard. Motherfucker, Jonathan hit so fucking hard, he knocked the dude's hair off of his head, and now he wears a hat with the dude's hair. Don't fuck with Jonathan from Bad Boy South. Zeus, y'all got something. Fucking Jonathan. All right. Let's get into these stories. Let's get into what we got going here. I'm hoping that my pain is your pleasure today. Hell no, we ain't been steady with the lives, but oh well. Shorts are killing. Stories at a complex. And let me start off by saying 50 Cent is still 50 Cent. 50 has now purchased a sound studio, not a studio for music, but studio to film things. That's a soundstage. 900,000 square feet, like almost a million square foot facility. Shout out to 50. Stories at a complex. After establishing his TV. Okay. I don't like when they make it seem like 50 just came out of nowhere with these shows. 50's been in, because let's give some backstory on when 50 started doing movies and got into this side of entertainment. It didn't go this smooth. Power was phenomenal at the gate. What an amazing team he had. But 50 did a bunch of movies. 50 had a movie company called Cheetah Vision, a production company. Y'all remember that shit? It was G-Unit Productions. There was Cheetah Vision. There was a bunch of odd, like, you know, C movies, D movies that they put out. Nothing spectacular. Power happened, and it was one of the most amazing things that we've seen, and it created the Powerverse and all this amazing success for 50 Cent. So 50 not only was an impact on our lives in music, but 50's basically, he's literally single-handedly not only changed how TV goes, because TV got kind of soft, right? Like, we didn't have nothing like Power. It was a weird time. I'm full of shit. I think TV was a great time that time. I don't know what the fuck 50 did in TV, but in music, he did mad shit. Stars at a Complex, after reestablishing his TV prowess at Stars with his hit series, like Power and BMF, 50 Cent is expanding his empire with his new 985,000 square foot studio for G-Unit Films Division. Fucking amazing, bro. That is fucking amazing. That is so fucking, like, who? A million square, you can't even see a building that big. That's amazing. The hip hop mogul took to Instagram on Saturday to unveil the space, posting a video in which he's seen standing in the currently bare studio. Well, would you look at here, he said in the video, 985,000 square feet. Can you say G-Unit Studios? That is so dope. That is awesome. Tyler Perry has the biggest property in the universe, fucking doing movies and doing entertainment. Now 50 got this. Netflix is buying that giant facility up in New Jersey, or they just bought it. Like, this is amazing. Mark Wahlberg is here in Las Vegas building his sound stages. I also believe Nick Cage is going to be building sound stages as well and bringing the movies to Vegas. I can't wait to get into movies. I gotta hurry up and get my teeth fixed, doc, because I gotta do movies. I mean, we can do all type of fucking movies. I'll be a cop and shit. Freeze, get on the fucking ground. Maybe I'll be a security guard. Yeah, I'll be a security guard. Earlier this month, 50 Cent expressed his regrets for finding success at Stars, which over the past decade has aired several hit series produced by 50, including Power and Black Mafia Family. And this is so. 50 Cent made Stars pretty much what they are today. The streaming platform was shipped before 50 Cent, and after 50 Cent, they've become a player in the game. But you only watch for 50 shit, because everything else is shitty. What's that show they got with the girl? I don't know, it was like Nighthawk or some shit with the girl and her boyfriend's in jail. She's a mixed girl. It should have been such a better show. That show's written like shit. It's like a terrible musical. I don't like it. I always talk about Trey Songz and never in good light. And it bothers me because I really do love Trey Songz, but I hate that there's always so many negative things, and it happens a lot here in Vegas. But this is a good one. Stories out of TMZ, Trey Songz is now off the hook for his alleged bowling alley beatdown last year because we've learned that most of the serious charges have been dropped. I mean, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. And he didn't hurt, you know, so this is a good thing. Songz pled guilty on Tuesday to a single disorderly conduct violation in connection with the incident, while prosecutors agree to dismiss the original 10 charges against him, which included assault with aggravated harassment. As a part of the plea deal, Trey now has to complete 12 anger management classes by August, and are so sources close to How the fuck did they even find that information out? I don't even want to say that. So he's supposed to take anger management classes in August when he's slated for, but people that are in his camp are saying that he's already started. He's gone on ahead. That means Trey gonna knock this shit out in 2 weeks. I should have read that story before talking about it, because that's just hit. Whatever happened there, somebody got paid, and I'm glad Trey did nothing. Shout out to Trey. Some good news from Trey Songz. Can't lose Trey Songz. Bitch, I invented sex. Yeah. Can't let that go. You crazy as shit. Now, that boy, Billy McFarland. Y'all know Billy McFarland? Let me tell you about Billy McFarland. That's the white, excuse me. Billy McFarland is the guy. Fucking trying. Billy McFarland is the guy that did the Fiery Fest on the island. And they got everybody over there, and he made them eat dry ass cheese sandwiches with paper toilet rolls for fucking tents. You remember that guy? Yeah, he wants to fight Ja Rule. I'm not a Ja Rule fan, but Ja Rule gonna knock your ass out. Stories of the Vibe. Just weeks after Billy McFarland, the founder of Fire E Festival, announced the... You know what? Did we cover that? I don't even remember if we covered that. The Fire E Fest is coming back. He's doing it again. That's why he's been in the news, by the way. So, I guess backstory on why this is even a thing. Billy McFarland is actually doing Fire E Fest again, and he tried to involve Ja Rule again, and Ja was like, fuck that, I don't want nothing to do with it. And then he's on a press run trying to promote his shit. Then he came up with this idea to fight Ja, which is beyond me. announced the debacle's potential second coming. He has challenged former business partner Ja Rule to a boxing match during his Friday, April the 28th appearance on DJ Academics Off the Record podcast. McFarlane revealed that an unnamed sponsor is willing to pay $350,000 to watch him and the Queens rapper square up in the boxing ring for 15 minutes. Neither party would profit from the fight, though. Proceeds would go towards the remaining unpaid Fiery Fest employees in the Bahamas. That's fucked up. You need to pay them their fucking money, Billy. Fuck ass. As far as the outcome is concerned, McFarlane added, he'll probably beat me in like 80% chances of him winning, and that's fine. I think it's like a 99% chance, but in a fight, it's always 50-50. I don't give a fuck how good Ja Rule is, it's 50-50. Now, what up, boy? We got Loner in the house. Thank you for blessing us with your presence, sir.
On God.
On God.
Okay.
So this is interesting. I do interpolations. I've done a couple of interpolations. One of my bigger, for me, I thought one of my big interpolations was a song I did with my little baby cousin. And the hook was, na 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 na, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. Like, that was my hook. Na 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 na, baby, you got me, don't worry. Hold on. I swear to God, that's how it went. But that one fucked me up, and I'm going to tell y'all why. Hold on. I'll get it. Baby, don't worry. You know that you got me. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. 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 Baby, don't worry. You know that you got me. I didn't get sued for it, but they took all my money for it. Like, fast, too. We did 10,000 sales in like a couple fucking minutes or some shit. And I remember I got a letter. It hit so fast. Pow. Nope, that's not it. Baby, you got it. I'm looking. Sorry. Here it is. I don't even know what album this is. Play. This is a good song, too.
Lava.
And it don't sound like the original song that I got it from.
I met a chick, mad intelligent, very elegant, good etiquette, she adequate, I want a hit. She said no.
Damn.
You gotta earn it. But I don't do this, that bullshit, this good dick. I should be charging no bullshit. Your mind frame,
I'm talking shit, what not?
And when I'm in you,
yeah, just wait for the hook, wait for the hook.
They going both ways.
I ain't playing.
I throw dick, you oh shit. You come quick, speaking Spanish like no mas. I'm poppy, don't forget it. And I ain't done, I hit
I was talking that
bank.
Shit, hold on.
Her sweat dripping, her body tripping, the ass clapping while I'm slapping. Ow. I'm looking in the mirror, her toes twisting it, gang banging, the pussy glistening, that shit is smiling.
Well, I was talking
I already
shit.
Know, but then she say it. It's pussy girls, I ain't lying. No police hoes, but I'm cuffing like the khaki pants on my red chucks. And best believe I was in the guts knocking walls down. And now she
that motherfucker
turn her back around. Then I bust looking in the eye. Now that's what I call a fucking fuck. Yeah.
Okay.
Na 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 na. Baby, don't worry, you know that you got me.
Oh, my baby killed that too.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. Some time pass, I'm here at last. Got me feel.
All right. Look, that shit ruined me. We sold so many copies so fast, and they took it. They took it. Ed Sheeran is fighting in court for people like me. Not really. Ed Sheeran might have stole this shit. At first, I was like, Marvin Gaye's family, you're so mean, and you gotta let that handy. I mean, he's fine. There's nothing wrong with his face. You gotta leave that boy alone. But don't fuck with me. I don't got money like that. The motherfuckers, they suing people for hundreds of millions of dollars. Get the fuck out of here. You know how scary that is? Yo, my dog. Hey, Ed Sheeran said he would never do music again. You ain't got a fucking choice. You're gonna be performing on the side of the road if they win. It's a $100 million suit. Let's get to the lawsuit. Los Angeles Times. Ed Sheeran made a dramatic vow from the witness stand this week in the Thinking Out Loud copyright trial. The British pop star and songwriter is being accused of stealing a chord progression from Marvin Gaye's 1973 classic, Let's Get It On. And I'm using it in his Grammy-winning song, which was released in 2014? So this song came out in 2014 while he was testifying Monday at a federal courthouse in Manhattan. His attorney asked, what would happen if the plaintiff wins ownership over the chord progression in question? If that happens, I'm done. I'm stopping. The 32-year-old said, I quit. I'm over this shit. Well, he said he would quit if he loses this. Now, I'm not mad at him for quitting, but somebody played the songs like side by side. That sounds like the same fucking song. And I ain't gonna front. I thought that shit sounded like Mariah Carey. Do-do-do. Da. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
them 17.
Or whatever the fuck he says. I don't know. In my head, I hear do 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 da. That's all I hear. I don't hear whatever the fuck he says. But he says he's going to quit. I'm not mad at him. He said, I find it really insulting to work my whole life as a singer-songwriter and diminish it. But don't copy other people's shit and be so good at copying it. If you sucked like me, I only sold 10,000 copies of that song. So Erykah Badu wasn't that mad at me. If I would have sold maybe 1 million copies, she would have probably said, fuck it, let me get on a remix with you. And then maybe I could have got Jill Scott on it too. You see, because when I did that song, I thought it was Jill Scott. It's not Jill Scott. The person that did the original song is actually Erykah Badu, and she's actually the writer of that song. And that song got me in a bunch of trouble because I fucking love that song. And, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. That was Eve, right? I don't got Eve on here at all, do I? Who's that girl? I gotta teach the AI how to pull all the songs out. Once AI can learn that from when they make those clips, it'll be lit. Litty, litty, litty. Hold on, I'm trying to find a damn song. Anyway, that song, even though it sounds like I stole that shit from, I can't even remember the fuck. I can't think of nothing. I'm just drawing a blank. My mouth hurts real bad, y'all. But anyway, when I interpolated that song and they hit me with the copyright and the you can still use it, but we're going to take your money shit. And it said Erykah Badu. I said, excuse me, white people, judge people. Jill Scott is the one that sang that. And they said, no. Jill Scott sings it in a song. The person that wrote and sang that shit is Erykah Badu. I said, ain't that a motherfucker? So that was around the same time I was working with some music. You know that girl that does that, I'ma be a freak until the day in the early morning. Okay, that lady. I can't remember her fucking name. I was working with her. I'm a nasty boy. Hell yeah, I wanted to work with the freak in the morning lady. Or you could say, hey, you fucking over there. Or whatever the fuck she say. Better get up on and get something. Some shit. Look, listen, I would have done a great song with that lady. Okay, she was great. San Francisco's falling the fuck apart. And the A's are coming to Tropicana, maybe. Anyway, stories at NPR. Governor Gavin Newsom is directing California's Highway Patrol and National Guard to assist in San Francisco with San Francisco's authorities in combating the fentanyl crisis in the city. Basically, somebody's out there sprinkling fucking fentanyl like hotcakes and killing everybody. The two agencies will be partnering with local police departments and the district attorney's office to attempt to stem trafficking of the deadly synthetic opioid. What's wrong with my fucking mouth? Okay. Two truths can't exist at the same time. San Francisco's violent crime rate is below comparable size cities like Jacksonville and Fort Worth. Wait, what? And there's also more we must address. Okay, first off, when people are running in the street with their ass cheeks spread out, shitting and doing drugs, there's no time for crime. They're high. They don't got time for crime. We must do more to address the public safety and the public's concerns, especially with this fentanyl crisis, Newsom said in a statement. Have you seen the video of the $20 million condo building that now each condo is worth $20,000 because it looks like a fucking scene out of fucking, I don't know, Double Dragon or some shit outside? It's crazy as fuck. The four agencies are expected to crack down on crimes linked to fentanyl and increase law enforcement presence, in public areas. However, Newsom's office vowed that the operation will not target those with drug addictions, instead focus on the drug suppliers and traffickers. Oh, that's what you're going to do. So you're going to look for everybody that's not high. I got it. All right, y'all. My mouth hurts. I got to go pick up some medicine. And it's all me all the time. I'm doing this for a whole month. All my music. I have to prove something to the label. And I got to prove something to myself, man. We got to see a little something. Shout out to everybody that's been paying attention. Thank you, everybody that's been here with me. Y'all know this is a motherfucker with my mouth. And I promise y'all, once this shit goes away, I'm not going nowhere. I'm here. Oh, God. I'm trying to blow it all. Make it right back. And I ain't sweating that. So tell the DJ, bring it back. When she hit the stage, my mind frame changed the way she moved. Have you stuck to? Don't get it confused. There was something about her. Man, I had to meet her. The flashing lights in these bottles got me feeling right. I ask, can you be my Hey, let me say something too. If you in your late 30s and you coming back to music and you been in music, I'm watching you. You better have a business plan. You better be making money. If you grown as fuck and you out here giving away music and doing shows for free, give up, man. Quit. My name's Kasabian Lavo. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you.
Red as fuck.